In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is the Gospel from St. Matthew, which I've already read. We have come to it, the week of weeks. This week is at the heart of the Christian faith and life. For this week, we hear the story of how our Lord came to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. This is the week that every Sunday in the church year echoes, and not just this year. The fact that the Christian church exists and gathers together at all is because of this week. And yet, this week, we aren't together. There are no palms. There are no children in the temple court singing Hosanna. The majority of you are seeing me on your phone, your tablet, or even on your TV. Today would have been a day for the congregation to receive the Lord's body and blood together. If this were any other year, then it would mean that every day this week, nearly, the blood of Jesus would be on our lips. That the angel of death would see the blood that is smeared on our lips today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the day of the resurrection, and he would pass us over. And yet, here we are. It's Matins playing on your device at home. People loved by God, Jesus knew that this would happen. Jesus knows all things. He wasn't caught off guard by this plague. Just like he knew that the disciples would find a donkey and a colt tied up in the city, Jesus knew that this thing was going to happen. He is very God of very God, after all. He knows all things, and all things are in his divine power. And for you, the baptized, he governs all things for your good. The Apostle St. Paul writes, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." You were called according to that good purpose when Christ put his name upon you at the font. But even as Jesus knew that this pandemic would ravage our world, so also did he know how to rescue us out of it. And that, dearly beloved, is why your Lord has been preparing for you for days such as these for as long as you can remember. Did he not say to you that these last days would be marked by disaster, by disease and unrest? Did he not say to you that the suffering would be great? Jesus says that the Father knows what we need even before we ask. In the world you will have trouble, he says in John 16, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In his great Reformation hymn, "Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice," Martin Luther wrote, "But God had seen my wretched state before the world's foundation, and mindful of his mercies great, he planned for my salvation." St. Matthew reinforces this for us by citing the prophet Zechariah, who we heard as our Old Testament reading for today. He said, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The prophet wrote these words about 500 years before Jesus rode into Jerusalem. God, who governs all things for our good, had long planned for that particular moment. But Matthew leaves off an important part that he expects us to know, or at least he intends for us to go and to look it up. If you are paying very close attention during our Old Testament reading, you would have heard the difference. The whole prophecy from Zechariah 9 goes like this. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, the foal of a donkey. The full prophecy tells us exactly what it is that Jesus had planned to do for these people, and thus what Jesus plans to do for us. The king is coming near in order to share his righteousness and to bring us his salvation. Think of it. The Palm Sunday crowds were singing, "Hosanna to the Son of David." That is, "Save us, Son of David." And here comes Jesus in response to those cries with his righteousness and his salvation. By the end of that week, Jesus would deliver on that prayer by laying down his life at the cross, the righteous suffering in the place of the unrighteous. God making Jesus to be sin, even though he himself knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God, so says St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5. And this, dear friends in Christ, is what Jesus comes to do for you. As I said before, this week is the week that the whole Christian year and the whole Christian life is centered on. But we're not just talking about walking through the events of Holy Week in some reenactment of the events. For the same Lord who answered the prayers of the Palm Sunday pilgrims to save now also hears your prayers. Even as we have sung our hosannas in the hymn today, so also do we sing Hosanna before the Holy Communion. In the same way that the Palm Sunday crowd sang this psalm as Jesus entered into Jerusalem mounted on a humble donkey, so we sing it as our King comes to us, humbly, under the forms of bread and wine. In these, he comes to share his righteousness with you and to bring you his salvation. He comes in order to answer your prayers when you cry, Hosanna. And he comes to do just that, to save you right now. People loved by God, your Lord Jesus knows the evils that you are facing, and he has not abandoned you. If he knew the evil, he certainly knows the cure. His holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. This week, dear friends in Christ, your Lord Jesus brings you through his suffering, his death, his resurrection, all in order to remind you that they are yours, that they were accomplished for you. This week, walk with him. Join us as we walk with him through these holy days, that you may see the salvation that he has accomplished for the world and for you. In Jesus' name. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.